step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Awesomeo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Friday, January 21st. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comment section who your favorite plays are for today's slate. Finally, shout out to Yahoo for being the presenting sponsor of the Yahoo Contenders. Awesomeo.com/Yahoo-promo. You guys can see it right here. 1 month free of Awesomeo Plus Platinum. You're going to find the best contests in the industry. Sometimes no rake. We'll call it management fee for Yahoo. Sometimes it doesn't exist. Sometimes they pump in extra money to the contest just out of the gate. Throughout the NFL season, we saw an extra $200,000 to $250,000 of extra prize pool. They run better payout structures. They'll run lower management fee contests. You're not going to find a better place to play if you're trying to build your bankroll. Go to awesomeo.com/yahoo-promo. For the goods. We round out the bottom of my top 10 with Bobby Portis, Jonathan Kuminga, Cade Cunningham, Kobe White, and Jordan Poole on the outside looking in, who will be my favorites. My top five plays for today. Time to find out. In at number five, we've got Kyrie Irving. He's shooting guard eligible, $37, projected for 48.5 goals, 57 optimal lineup, 18% of the time. He can play, so I assume he plays 36 minutes. He's been playing a ton anyway. 1.35 fantasy points per minute in this one. 30 real points, 5.5 boards, 5.5 assists, 2 stocks in a pace-up spot against San Antonio. This spot looks really good. The only real concern for me, and I don't even want to say that it's a concern because I think Kyrie looks good either way. Kyrie does make a lot of headway getting to the rack. Jakob Poeltl, really good rim protector. So I can see scenarios where it's a little problematic for Kyrie Irving, but even still, he's my number five contender. This is a guy that I want to have a lot of on Yahoo. I also want to have his teammate, James Harden, point guard eligible, which is wrong. $50. Projected for 58, the goal 70s in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. I gave him 38 minutes, 1.54 fantasy points per minute, 30% usage, and then buckle up for this one. Ugh. 27 points. 11 assists and 11 rebounds. Not only am I projecting him to get a triple-double, I got him getting it with an extra rebound and an extra assist and 2 stocks in that same pace-up spot against San Antonio. James Harden looks great. With no Kevin Durant around, James Harden's going to do literally everything for this team, and I'm excited to see it. But you might just be better off going to Kessler Edwards. Small forward eligible, flat minimum $10, projected 25, goal is 30, optimal lineup 19% of the time, same as Harden. Edwards has been playing a ton since Durant went out. I got him in for 34 minutes. Now, he is not productive. 0.75 fantasy points per minute, 11 points, 6 boards, an assist, a steal, and a block. But it is a pace-up spot, and he is only $10. You get to 30 from Kessler Edwards, probably in a really, really good spot here. The minutes are there. The matchup is there. The salary is there. Kessler Edwards might just be the best net you can get to. In at number two, we're going John Conchar, small forward eligibility, $12, projected 29, goal just 32. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. We've got no Desmond Bane. We've got no Dylan Brooks. We've got no Tyus Jones. No Killian Tilly too, but that one doesn't really matter here. 32 minutes for Conchar. Could play more if it's really competitive. He's a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy, so he's not even a total scrub out there. Now, he doesn't look to get any sort of scoring done. 10 points on 12% usage, but 8.5 boards, not what you would normally expect. 3 assists and 2 stocks. It is a pace down spot against Denver. I'm not letting that cloud anything here. John Conchar at $12 is not expected to be playing 32 minutes. That's like a 20-minute John Conchar price tag. Here we expect 30 or more with all these guys out. Don't overlook this value. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then osimo.com/yahoo-promo, one free month of Osimo Plus Platinum and some other goodies. The number one contender for me at this moment is Tyrese Maxey. Point guard eligible, $21. Projected 31, goal 41, optimal 21% of the time. He just plays a lot. 36 minutes. I got him in at 0.85 fantasy points per minute against the Clippers here. They could be ultra shorthanded depending on the status of Marcus Morris and Nick Batum. 17 points for Maxey, 4 boards, 4 assists, a stock and a half. If it breaks correctly, maybe you get one of each of those stats. He just looks solid. There's not a lot of guys out there that are going to be playing 36 minutes at starting point guards at this sort of price tag. If he gets 35 minutes, I think Maxey falls from like first to sixth. Everything's really jumbled up here. You can make a case for just about anybody in this top 10 with just a little bit more or a little bit less playing time. But as of right now, Tyrese Maxey is my number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Friday, January 21st. FanDuel and DraftKings versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check them out. Good luck, everybody. Win that money tonight. Back again Monday morning for another edition of the Contenders.